Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. And I have a question for you. What is your opinion of children boxing? If you're the parent of a young child, would you have an issue with them joining a boxing club? Do you think 9 years of age is far too young to have a child in boxing? According to many boxing club websites we've been reading, they say that boxing is a safe sport for kids. But they would say that, I suppose. Val in Kimmage in Dublin got in contact with us over the weekend wanting this brought up. And I want you to have a listen to this message that she sent us to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Or you can send us an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Anyhow, this is the message that we got from Val in Kimmage, and she says, "How do you feel about this one, lads? Over the weekend, my partner enrolled my 9-year-old son in a boxing club. He was a young boxer himself, and he's always said that he wanted Mason, which is the child's name, in a boxing club. Even though I didn't want it because I didn't want him getting all aggressive and hurt. My partner's been saying it's safe and all that, and he went and he put his name down. Now, if I say no, it looks like I'm spoiling the child's fun. He's only 9, though. Can you ask your listeners if they ever had their kids in boxing clubs?" And that's the conversation that we want to have with you. Jeremy, over to you. What do you think?
Well, I have a kid that's nearly that age. He is 7, and it wouldn't be for me, and it wouldn't be for my wife. We wouldn't be putting our son into it. Since that message came into us, I've been doing a lot of research on this, and, you know, there's very few medical professionals that say it's safe. Like, you'd expect boxing clubs to say it's safe because that's their business. You know, but a turkey's never going to vote for Christmas, are they?
No, probably they don't. No, they don't.
So if you talk to, the American Academy of Pediatrics several years ago, and they've come out about this several times, they have said that it is not safe. Now, this is experts, medical experts in the States have said it is not safe for children or even teenagers to be involved in boxing because of the medical issues that are associated with such a contact sport. Now, obviously, I'm not stupid. I know that a 9 and a 10-year-old in a boxing club, they're not going to be beating the head off each other.
They're not even in Ireland. No. They're not allowed to enter competition until they're 11.
Yeah, so it's not going to be like Rocky and Ivan Drago in Rocky IV smacking lumps out of each other. However, a child's skull is not fully formed at that age, and any sort of knock to the head could be crucial. It just wouldn't be for me. It wouldn't.
Why not?
I don't see the benefit. I just said it to you.
Yeah, but I don't understand. You obviously, would you like to put him into any sort of self-defense?
Oh, he is. He's going into Krav Maga this summer.
What's that?
This is, have you never heard of Krav Maga? So it's a martial art. It's much like jujitsu and stuff like that, but it's really, really good. But it teaches discipline and stuff like that. But no, boxing would not be for him, and it won't be.
I want to know why, though. What's the difference between boxing and other forms of self-defense?
I don't feel it safe. That's what it is. Just not for him.
Well, that's the conversation that we want to have with you.
You wouldn't have your kids in it either, so don't be making out that you would.
If they wanted to, I would. If they wanted to. What if your young fella says, "Dad, I'd like to actually do boxing"?
Nah, he won't be saying that.
But what if he does?
Well, I'll tell him that there's no boxing clubs nearby. So
there is, actually. There actually is.
There's no boxing clubs near my house.
Boxing clubs all over Dublin.
There's no boxing club near my house.
One of the very first comments that came in about this, absolutely not. It gets them active, socialising with other kids in the club, teaches self-defence and helps keep kids from loitering. We all want that for our kids, don't we?
Yeah, of course we do. There's lots of other ways. There's lots of other ways to keep kids active apart from... By the way, we'll come to this in a second because I want to talk to Denise in a second, but I don't even consider boxing a sport. So I don't think the word sport should be used for boxing.
Why, what do you consider it?
What?
What do you consider? Do you consider jiu-jitsu a sport?
No, I consider that a martial art. It's a discipline. But I don't even consider boxing a discipline. I think it's legalised fighting. That's what it is.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Send us a WhatsApp voice note right now with your opinion, like Sandra just did.
Hi, Sandra here again. I think boxing for a 9-year-old is absolutely brilliant. In a positive way. In a positive way, think about it. To stand up to bullies. It's not to say that it's encouraging them to go out and box the heads of each other. But for children that have low self-esteem, you know, in themselves and a little bit of depression, it will help them to stand up to bullies. Take no more. That's my opinion.
All right, Sandra. Well, as somebody who's bullied myself as a young fella, I kind of wish I did have that ability to fight back. And maybe if I had have joined a boxing club, I might have had that self-confidence and self-belief, which I didn't have.
No, boxing wouldn't have been for you. I think there's a certain type of kids that boxing suits, and I don't think you would have been one of them. And my child wouldn't be one of them either. I'm just reading an article here where they say boxing, and it's a great term for boxing. They said boxing is basically organised violence.
Organised violence?
In other words, if you walked down Grafton Street tonight and you saw two lads outside McDonald's punching the head off each other, yeah? You'd say, geez, very violent on Grafton Street. Yes, how come they can stand inside a ring and it's a sport?
Because it's organised. They have to play by certain rules.
It's organised violence. Anything where the object is to beat the hell out of someone so that they have to submit is violent, is it not?
Okay, let's bring in some calls on this. Denise, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Denise?
I'm fine.
Well, Denise, what's your view on this? This lady, Val, contacted us. She's a little bit upset, a little bit annoyed that her husband enrolled their 9-year-old in a boxing club. What do you think on this?
I have my grandson. Well, his ma has my grandson in boxing since he was 8 years of age. He's now 11. And it was the best thing that she's ever done for him.
Why?
Well, it keeps him off the streets. It built this confidence.
Well, he's hardly going to be off on the streets at 8 or 9 anyway, is he?
Oh, I know that, but it's keeping him away from what's going on out on the streets in any way at the moment. But it's built up his confidence, his fitness, his discipline. I've never met a child like him with his manners. It's something that he wanted to do, and he's still there. He's also went and fought there going back after he turned 11. He went and done the Michael Andrews tournament and he became silver medalist in the Michael Andrews tournament. Now he's going to fight there now in the Dublin Championship next Monday, and it's something that he is looking forward to. It's something that built his confidence more and more.
So this is basically his first kind of competitive competition, is it?
Well, he did, and the Michael Andrews, that was the knockout, and that was his fourth one, and that only went recently, and he became silver medalist in that. He got into the finals, and he got silver medalist. That was his fourth competitive. Now he's going to the Dublin Championship there now next Monday, and if he gets through that, he goes into the All-Ireland.
And you've seen a dramatic change in him. You've seen him improve his discipline, and he's become a very well-rounded young man.
Oh, he's very well-mannered. Very, very well-mannered child. His coaches alone, what they've done for him, what they do for him. Now, he's in the Ballymun Boxing Club there in Ballymun, and it's 43 years of coaching there they're doing, and it's €5 for 3 days a week training. Now, they're not worried about the €5 a week. It's keeping kids off the street from the age 8 onwards up.
You can see no downside to your grandson being in boxing at all?
No, I don't see no downside. It was the best thing that he's ever done. So they've even introduced it into the schools. Now he boxes every Monday in the school.
All right, so he's really into it now. So what do you say then to this woman who contacted us about her son?
Well, I think her husband is doing the right thing, putting him in. Now, if he doesn't like it, they can also take him out. But I think he's doing the right thing. It's a choice that the child wants eventually when he goes into it. If he doesn't like it, there's other sports out there that he can try. Now, we did try me grandson in the dancing, who's done Gaelic. Now, he does like the Gaelic, he's Ballymun Kickhams, he's done all that. But boxing is a sport that he loves, and it's what he wants to do.
And it really suits him. Now, Jeremy, listening to that lady as you have been, it really sounds like this young man is...
It worked out for him. Yeah, each to their own. I just don't think it's a suitable... Again, I'm not going to use the word sport. I don't think it's a suitable activity for young children to be involved in. There's lots of other ways that they can learn discipline through martial arts, where the object of martial arts is its defense. That's why it's called self-defense. That's what they teach in martial arts.
But the ultimate objective is to get your opponent down on the ground or in some way...
What's the ultimate objective? I mean, did you watch that boxing fight 2 weeks ago where your man was, the Irish fella, Conlon, was that his name, that was hospitalised? He was knocked out of the ring. It was horrific to watch. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to put my kid forward.
But he'll get back into the ring again because that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, well, it's his own business.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Denise. 085-825-2626 is our number. This is Robbie.
People who think boxing is organized violence are the same people who think video games lead to angry kids as well. It's absolutely stupid.
Well, there is a proven scientific connection between video games and violent tendencies or violent thoughts, Robbie. That is well documented. Lauren, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Lauren.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lauren. Well, what's your view on this, on kids boxing?
See any harm in it, to be honest with you. None of my kids have done boxing, but when I had my son when he was about four in kickboxing, and he didn't take to me, he just kind of ran around, like, so I just took him out. But I do regret not making him stick with it or whatever, because my son was socially very awkward when he was younger, and he's even at 16 now, he's always either at home or he goes to the gym now, and he goes, but he has so much energy and so much, he goes out running and he does all that, but he's so much energy. I think something like that would have been a great focal point for him and would have really, I think, been the making of him, to be quite honest with you.
And you're kind of sorry you didn't pursue it.
No, I really am. I need to say it to me as well that he's raging, he didn't stick it out and that, but I don't see, like, I mean, I think like Cram McGrath and all them, I think they're all, you know, they're all forms of, contact sport. Like, I don't see why somebody like Jeremy is saying that Krav Maga's grand, but boxing isn't. I don't see the difference, if you get me. I know they're different sports, but I don't see the difference in, if you're going to let your son go to do a martial art. Like, boxing is another contact sport, so I don't see, you know, why that's bad and then the martial arts is...
Okay, now, Jeremy, I want you to respond to that. You're thinking of putting your son into one type of contact sport, and you would rule out the other. I'm curious to know why.
Well, I didn't even know what Krav Maga was until last year when I happened to I was going by my son's school and they were doing it, and I asked one of the trainers, because I looked at it for 20 minutes and I liked what I saw and I was happy with what I saw, and I said, well, what is this? And he says, it's Krav Maga. It's the new, well, it's not the new, it's after coming to Ireland now, and I liked the look of it. But you have to remember, Lauren, the purpose, and I know 9-year-olds are not boxing the head off each other with no headgear, okay? I understand.
In fact, they're
that.
Very well
I
padded.
Get that. But the purpose, the raison d'etre, the reason boxing exists, the purpose of boxing, the end result of a boxing bout is that you knock the fella so hard that he can't stand up anymore. True or false?
That's what boxing is about. But I think when it's for kids, I think it's just a form of discipline. It's a form of getting them, they have so much energy, and they're not sitting down playing video games. They're not in a contact spot where they're going to hurt each other at that age. You know what I mean? If they want to continue that when they're older, I'd be more nervous with my son doing hurling than I would with him.
I have to say, I would as well. you get a wallop of a hurley on the back of the head.
My son does do hurley, and you know, he wears the helmet and all that. He's got wax and stuff like that. I just associate boxing with aggression. That's what I do.
Not amateur boxing. It's a much more skillful amateur boxing is. The aim of amateur boxing isn't to knock your opponent out of the ring. The aim of amateur boxing is ducking and diving and all of that. And that's skillful.
So why did the American Association of Pediatrics regularly speak out about children and teenagers boxing, saying, no, it's too dangerous?
Well, let me bring in Neil on this. Neil, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you? Well, Neil, what's your view on kids boxing?
kids boxing, a whole new day, it teaches kids confidence, teaches kids discipline, and keeps the weight off them, and keeps the PlayStation.
Okay, so you would much rather a young child boxing than sitting in front of a PlayStation for hours on end?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's too many on the PlayStation nowadays. Like, I'm going to start my own five-year-old in a kickboxing soon.
So you're enrolling your own five-year-old in kickboxing soon?
Yeah, my daughter, yeah. It's just keeps them anti-bullying, keeps them fit as well.
And why have you decided to do that? What's your motivation?
My motivation is just to get my daughter into something and socialise, and there's no sparring yet with it, so they kind of just learn the skills and the skills, the characters and all that, just to keep her fit. Like, end of, that's why I don't want to see my daughter get bullied, and that's what most parents don't want either.
And your daughter is five?
Five, yeah.
I didn't even think kickboxing clubs would take in a five-year-old.
Yeah, I'm a coach myself. I trained her a few times myself. Now only pad work and all that sort of stuff. Gives us something to do, like.
Jeremy, I want to ask your opinion on that. A five-year-old being enrolled in kickboxing.
I didn't even know you could do kickboxing at 5 years of age.
No, I didn't myself.
No, I'm not going to argue with the fact that that it'll give him confidence and stuff like that, but there's lots of things that will give him confidence. I think that's crazy. I think that's crazy. I think it's absolutely mad.
No, but I mean, like, again, just pad work and just teaching the skill rather than the span itself.
Yeah, but that's the initial start, but they will go on. There will be contact at some stage in it, will there not?
Or
otherwise you wouldn't have bothered doing it because you just sit at home every day and you'd hold a pillow or a cushion up and get them to punch or kick the pillow. It doesn't sit well with me, a five-year-old doing kickboxing, I have to be honest with you.
Why? He's already explained his reasons. It will stop her sitting around just playing. I mean, would you rather your son boxing or sitting for 4 hours playing PlayStation?
Sitting for 4 hours playing PlayStation. That's the God honest truth. Yeah, absolutely.
What do you make of that, Neil?
Well, that's his opinion, but the sitting on PlayStation 4 hours is no good. It's not going to benefit the child in any way.
My son plays Minecraft, and it's a very beneficial game. And in fairness, if you look at the biggest earners in the world at the moment are people who put YouTube videos up of playing Minecraft games. They're making the living. So to say it's completely fruitless exercise is wrong. Minecraft is actually a very educational game to play. I'm just not... When I see two young children, 11, 12, even with the headgear and the gloves, when I see them punching each other, it sickens me, I have to be honest with you. And sorry, Kevin has just messaged saying, yet you praise Conor McGregor about how well he has done, Kevin.
Never, Conor.
Get me mixed up with someone else. I've never praised that man, ever.
All right, stay there for 1 second.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
I want to go to Juanita. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Juanita?
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you, Juanita. Children boxing. We got a message from Val, who is annoyed that her husband has enrolled their 9-year-old in the local boxing club. What do you think of this?
Well, Adrian, I would be irate. I'm not even joking. I would go absolutely crazy if my husband did that with our children.
Why?
Boxing is no place for a child. Any parent who thinks that their child would benefit from being in a boxing ring needs to give their head a wobble.
We've been hearing from grandparents, from parents who are all arguing that it is very beneficial for a child's discipline, for their general behaviour.
In other ways, you don't need to be in a boxing ring to learn discipline.
No, you don't have to be in a boxing ring to learn discipline, but it's a great way of learning discipline.
There are better ways. You don't have to teach your kids that they have to box the heads off each other. And, you know, boxing generally is associated with a certain type of person.
What does that even mean?
Well, we all know that there's boxing clubs in certain parts of Dublin, and even from where I'm home from, there'd be boxing clubs in certain places and they wouldn't be in other places. I think they appeal to a certain clientele.
I'm lost to understand what you're trying to get at here.
I'm trying to say that it's a very working class thing. Boxing.
Well, no, it is. Traditionally, it is.
Is it?
It absolutely is.
Yeah, but it is, Adrian. Don't be playing the dumb arse here. You know it is.
No, I don't know it is.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, are you more likely to see a boxing club in Ballymun or in Fox Rock?
Well, in fact, the mother that we spoke to a while ago was speaking about Ballymun.
Yeah, so where are you more likely to see a boxing club?
They're all over the place.
They tend to be more in areas that are socially deprived or deprived economically. They tend to have a certain type of person who attends.
Okay. I don't know if there's any scientific basis for that statement.
Take away the scummy element. Take away not just looking at the scummy element of it and the scummy people that would be associated with it, but I'm talking about just generally having your child and teaching your child to box another child.
Yeah.
There's not, you don't see something fundamentally wrong with that.
And what about other types of martial arts, jiu-jitsu?
Karate and jiu-jitsu and taekwondo, I think it's called. I don't have a problem with them because you're not teaching people to use their fists. It's not like boxing is
no,
so...
No, but you are teaching people how to get somebody else onto the ground. That's the, you
I
know, the end game.
I understand that, but boxing is so animalistic nearly.
It's animalistic.
It's like taekwondo and the rest of them, you'd have a little bit of refinement in them. There's a little bit of a method to it. Boxing is just boxing. It's vulgar. It's vile. I don't know why anyone would put their child in it.
For young kids, when they initially join a boxing club from kind of the age of 9 until 11, they aren't punching the heads off each other.
It
they're
doesn't
just
matter.
They're just ducking and diving and all of that.
They will eventually.
Maybe they will eventually, yeah.
And there's no doubt that they're seeing, you know, older people within the club, you know, who would be boxing the heads off each other, if we're going to be honest.
And you... well, kind of like Jeremy, although he wasn't quite as strong on this, but...
If my child came to me tomorrow and said, "Mammy, I want to go and do boxing," I would tell him, "No way. There's no way in this world you're doing boxing. Absolutely no."
And your reason
he's
being
not an animal.
It's not an animal. It's animalistic.
It's animalistic, and it's just vulgar. I don't see why any parent or even any child for
but
that
actually,
matter would.
Adrian's again playing devil's advocate here and sitting on the fence. But when I showed you the video 2 weeks ago of that boxer being Conlon being knocked, it literally bounced out of the ring, which landed him in hospital with concussion. You said that's absolutely disgusting.
It was.
And
a little
it's not
bit,
a
it
word I like to use, but I do believe that the parents who have their children in boxing do tend to be more scummy.
Again, that's the most ridiculous
well, it's not.
Statement ever.
It's not.
It really is.
Well, it's not, no, because if you look at
you look at somebody like Kelly Harrington, she's become a national treasure.
I don't think she's a treasure. I don't think anybody should be treasured for boxing.
She led the St. Patrick's Day parade the other day in Dublin, along with Ellen Keane, who is another fantastic athlete. You know, people like Kelly Harrington are seen as national treasures.
But I don't know why. And the same with Conor McGregor. Now, I know he's a whole other level. But why is she seen as a national treasure? Because she's learned to box the head off someone. Why is that being celebrated?
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
I'm very well, thanks, Adrian.
Stephen, Juanita here is saying it's animalistic, it's vulgar, it's working class, and she would not allow her children to join a boxing club.
I'll speak from my own experience. I did boxing when I was a kid. I started off about 11, 12 years old, and it taught me obedience more than anything to, control that kind of aggression, and it was in a controlled environment. It's good for confidence. It kind of got me out of my shell. I'd recommend it to, you know, a lot of kids, especially around that age, at a young age. It can prevent even them from bullying. They'll have a bit of confidence in themselves. So I'd completely disagree with her take on that.
Well, now there you are, Juanita. Here's a young man who benefited greatly from being in boxing from the age of 11.
But you sure you can learn confidence from playing the piano or joining a music society or playing tennis? I don't know why we have to box the head off each other in order to gain confidence and discipline. You can learn it in much more refined and unanimalistic ways. We're not animals.
Well, Stephen, do you want to respond to that?
Well, I suppose like you learn discipline by controlling your emotions by doing the sport of boxing. You know, the coaches themselves have a very hands-on approach. You know, as long as there's, you know, protocol in the gym, it's a safe environment, and it's not just about kids boxing the heads off each other at a young age.
It's not just about safety, Stephen. I'm talking about the whole bigger picture of it. It's not just about the safety element.
But the bigger picture that you're saying doesn't really make sense. What's the correlation between lower class, working class areas and boxing clubs? Like, what has that got to do with anything? Sure, you could learn. You sound very kind of, you're talking down on working class people there. That doesn't, you know,
I'm
like,
not talking
and
down they, at all.
Sure, you can find that, you can
no,
find
I'm
the
not.
Nicest people in working class areas, and you could learn a lot from them than you would in upper class areas.
I don't dispute that at all. What I'm saying is that I don't think teaching children to box the head off each other is the right way to do things. You can learn discipline by
Well, let me ask you, Stephen, when you were 11 and you joined a boxing club, were you being taught to box the head off each other?
Well, like I was taught the basics of boxing, you know, how to kind of, you know, how to punch the bag, the pads. And, you know, it did give me confidence because I was a shyish kid. And, you know, sometimes when you play football and things like that, if you're not in the team, it's a bit different. But the club that I was in, everyone was involved. There was a sense of inclusion, you know, a camaraderie there in the gym. And it really helped me come out of my shell. So that's my experience from it, like someone who's actually been through it. And I completely disagree with I can't remember the name of the girl's taken.
Her name is Juanita.
Juanita, just have to agree to disagree because...
Okay, I want to read a comment that's just come into us, and it says, get that snobbish caller off the air. Kids who do boxing to learn self-defense are not scum. Plus, there's famous boxers like the late Muhammad Ali. Does that snob see him as someone who was scum in her tiny mind? And he goes on to say, that woman is a damn snob looking down her nose at others.
And it sounds like that person, the only word he knows is snob. I'm not a snob, not by a long shot. I just don't see how anybody could be okay with putting their child into a boxing ring, handing him a set of gloves and telling him to go with the other child.
And the
like a dog fight.
The irony of this is that Adrian, and I know this for a fact, there is no way you would have had either of your kids, certainly not your daughter. There's no way you would have had your daughter.
If they wanted to, no, I would. Yes, no, absolutely. If they asked and wanted to.
But even if they wanted to, why would you allow?
Sorry?
Why would you allow your child, even if they wanted to, if they came to you?
I've always believed children have a right to express themselves in whatever way they want.
I don't know anything about your kids. I don't know how old they are. But if they came to you now and said, I want to do boxing, would you be supportive?
Well, they're grown adults now.
That's a bit different. But I don't understand how any parent would allow a young child to participate in such mind-numbing animalistic behaviour.
Mind-numbing animalistic behaviour, Stephen.
I mean,
Stephen.
Let's face it, the boxers aren't the most intelligent people. Like, I mean, you see them when their ears are torn off them and everything else.
Their ears are torn off them?
You see them in the ring and they're all bloodied up and the teeth and the mouth guards falling out of them. And, like, why would anybody want to get into that?
Well, hang on, you're talking about, like, professional heavyweight boxing.
But that's how it all starts.
A nine-year-old isn't doing professional heavyweight boxing.
But sure, it would be the intent, if they were serious about it, would be to end up there.
They would want to be very good.
And even still, I would never be able to encourage or support my child engaging in such disgusting behaviour. It's just so scummy.
It's just so scummy. Stay there for a second, if you can, please. Let me go to line two. And who have we got on line
Lorna.
Two? Lorna, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Lorna.
Hiya, how are you? Good afternoon.
Well, Lorna, here's a lady saying it's scummy, it's animalistic, it's vulgar, and no parent should be putting their child into boxing.
Well, she has a lovely opinion of working class areas, that's for sure. But no, it certainly isn't. My 10-year-old daughter and my 7-year-old son with a disability, they both go to a local boxing club, which, yes, is in a working class area. It's in Cabra. Coincidentally, but there's certainly nothing scummy or anything about it.
And how old are your children?
In general.
How old are your children?
My daughter Hannah. Yeah, my daughter Hannah is 10, mm-hmm. and my son Jacob is 7.
Okay, so 10 and 7, and they're both doing boxing?
They both go boxing twice a week, yeah. They go for an hour twice a week. Jacob has dyspraxia, and he has sensory processing disorder. It was fully supported by his occupational therapist. Children with dyspraxia don't do well in team sports, and they don't do well with multitasking, you know, being given a lot of instruction at once. It's hard for them to process, absorb and do what they need to do. And one of the main things with dyspraxia is to strengthen your core muscles, to be able to hold yourself upright, to balance, to support your arms and your core muscles for your handwriting development, and which obviously goes on to your fine motor skills. And she fully supported Jacob going boxing. Now, obviously, at his age, it's not contact, it's training, it's boxing training, which is, you know, very different from getting in and actually, you know, throwing someone a punch, which obviously isn't allowed either of our ages in this country. But yeah, no, it was it's really good for him.
Sorry, Juanita, that really sounds very advantageous for her children.
Well, I don't think so, because all I'm hearing is excuses as to why it's okay for him to do boxing. But have you explored other...
Well, his disability is not an excuse. His disability is what it is, and this is
I'm saying that you're trying to use what the doctor said as an encouragement, because you obviously support boxing, you obviously don't mind it.
I tell my daughter, she goes as well.
Have you explored like other avenues that you could have put your children into?
Yes, I have. Hannah used to play football.
And at what point did you think boxing was the best option? Like, when did you land on boxing and think, yeah, that's for my kids, that's what I would like them to do?
Because they both enjoy it.
I think it's so...
They enjoyed it.
Shame on you. You're teaching your children that.
Shame on you for a mother making that decision for her children who want to do it.
I think she wants to give her head a wobble, Adrian, because, you know, we're living in a very violent world, and we don't need to be teaching violence to our young children as well. But there's too much.
Well, Juanita, I have to tell you, I won't be shamed by you or anybody else for supporting my children's decision and for doing something.
But you should be shamed.
I'm not about to be by you or anybody else.
With all due respect, you are the exact kind of person that I expected to speak to when I messaged in on WhatsApp earlier on to the line.
And what type of person am I? I can't wait to hear
Neither am I, but you are exactly right.
You just said that there's a certain clientele for boxing in working class areas.
That's just a fact. That's like the French people drink wine and the Italians like pasta.
I
don't know why you're getting so defensive. All I'm saying is that there are much better options out there for your children.
You insulted me by saying shame on me. Wow.
Well, I do think you should feel slightly ashamed of yourself for encouraging your children to participate in such animalistic behaviour.
I think you should be ashamed of yourself for trying to shame another mother.
I agree to disagree on this one, but I will say maybe as a parent you should take it upon yourself to find something that's not as animalistic and as harsh. I mean, your kids, they're children, they don't need that, and you as a parent are encouraging that. What kind of parent are you?
You make it sound like it's a suffering to my children. They enjoy it.
Do you want your children to grow up thinking that fighting and combat is a way of the world? I certainly wouldn't want my little girl growing up like this.
Can I ask you, Lorna, one of the... Jeremy was quoting from the American Pediatric Association, is that what it was, earlier on? What were they saying?
I heard that about the skull development and everything. Yeah, I did hear that.
They oppose boxing for children and teenagers. That's what they say. Because, as I just mentioned there, the skull isn't fully developed at that time. For those of you who know, the skull protects the brain from injury, and it's not at its full thickness yet. So,
but you're talking to the wall there, Jeremy, with her. She's not going to listen. All she hears is offense. She just thinks everybody's trying to offend her. You're talking to a brick wall. You're not willing to listen to anybody else's point.
To give your own head a wobble there. I'm fully listening to what's been said, and I'm always open.
You're jumping down everybody's throat because they don't agree with you, and that's not right. But I suppose you're doing in words what your children are doing in the boxing ring. You're being aggressive. So your aggressiveness is obviously playing out, and you don't mind aggression.
Well, can I ask you a question? Actually, there's a couple of people. You to answer this question.
I think Juanita is desperate for attention. I think you might be.
Well, Juanita, what's your opinion of Katie Taylor?
I think she's a bit of a moron. She stands there talking, and there's something not right there. You know, the monotone
and all those
years of boxing. I have to be honest, I don't know why they're national treasures. Why would you treasure somebody?
Katie Taylor's a very shy person. She's not into doing interviews, but would you not look up to her? I mean, Jesus.
Absolutely not.
And Kelly Harrington, we mentioned already, she led the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin, so she's obviously viewed as a Dublin treasure.
Doesn't mean, that doesn't mean, no, she might be viewed as a treasure, but that, what does that say about the people of Dublin if that's what they want leading their national parade?
Well, it's the people of Ireland. Even people like myself who would not be a fan of boxing. I mean, Adrian, have you ever been to a boxing match?
Why are these people treasured? Why we should be teaching our children in a world that's got so much violence?
Because they both have.
But this is not to be treasured.
They both have something that you don't have and I don't have, and that's a medal at the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's what
they have. I don't want a medal at the Olympics, and I certainly wouldn't want it for something that that means participation in violence.
Okay, let me ask you then, with regard to people like Kelly Harrington, another, as I said, a national treasure. She's
by whose standards, though, Adrian? Is she a national treasure?
By the standards of most people in Ireland.
Well, no, she's no national treasure because I don't treasure her. She's not a national treasure. That's subjective.
Okay, so back to the conversation in hand. You think shame on parents who allow their children to get involved in boxing?
I do. I think shame on parents. We should be teaching our children that the world, love and kindness, not to be bashing the heads of each other in a ring for a medal. I mean, what are these people teaching to their kids at all?
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I'd love to hear from you on this. You can send us a WhatsApp right now to 085-825-2626, like Karen just did.
Guys, just a quick message, I suppose, directed towards Jeremy's opinions. So I play rugby, and I've played it for years. And I feel like Jeremy wouldn't have the same opinion on rugby and some of the hits that would be involved in rugby. Obviously, they're not directly to the head or anything, but they would be as hard, if not harder, than boxing. I don't know. It's just a strange opinion. I don't know if that is relevant at all, but I was just seeing, just put that towards Jeremy. I would imagine that he wouldn't have a problem with his son playing rugby.
Okay, now that clearly wasn't Karen, that was Kieran, but yeah, he's basically saying you probably wouldn't have an issue with rugby.
Okay, you're very, very wrong, Kieran, very wrong. In fact, and Adrian will testify to this because I got slagged over it for years in school. I went to a rugby school and where it was bet into you to play rugby, basically. And I got my parents to send a letter to the principal of the school to get me exempt from playing rugby because I didn't want to play rugby. Because I remember a couple of students a couple of years before me ended up in wheelchairs from spinal injuries that they sustained when scrums collapsed and stuff like that. Rugby is a very, very dangerous sport. And I mean, if you talk to Brian O'Driscoll, by the way, I doubt Brian O'Driscoll would change his life for anything. He had an illustrious career as a rugby player, as captaining Ireland and stuff like that. But he probably has the body of an old man at this stage because of the injuries that he sustained from rugby. And he has to live with that for the rest of his life.
Well, that's why they retire so young.
That's why they retire so young. So in answer to your question, my long-winded response is I do have the same opinion that my son won't be playing rugby either. Thank you very much.
Okay. Let me go to line one. And on line one, we have... we have Jess. Sorry, Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
Hiya.
Well, Jess, kids boxing, what do you think?
I think it's brilliant that if the kids like it, let them do it. There's no difference any other sport.
Yeah, no, obviously you're not going to force a child to stay in boxing if they don't want to be involved in boxing. They have to decide for themselves. But you've no problem with a parent signing them up for it and seeing how they get on.
Yeah, if they like it, then grand. If they don't, that's grand as well. Like,
okay, but that lady, as you heard, was saying it's animalistic, it's vulgar. She also said it's very working class, but I don't know what the point she was making there was. But she doesn't believe that we should be encouraging children towards violence.
Yeah, but she was also saying, like, get them to play the piano or something, which I don't disagree with. But at the end of the day, a child who knows how to play piano versus a child who knows how to keep their hands up in a fight if a bully is picking on them and starts pounding on them, who has more of a chance, realistically?
Well, realistically, probably the child who went to boxing, yeah.
Exactly. So like it's not just like a sport, it's a life skill.
Is it a life skill? In what way is it a life skill? How can you use boxing in your life other than beating somebody up?
Because like they're teaching you self-defense, which everyone I don't think should leave school without. Like that's in PE, like in like secondary school, they shouldn't leave without some sense of self-defense.
Okay, so you're quite happy to hear of children getting involved in boxing because it's a skill that will benefit them throughout their whole life.
Yeah, and another thing, they get to socialise with other kids. It keeps them active and moving off the screens and tellies all day and keeps them loitering. Like, I don't see any downside.
You don't see any downside. Did you ever do it yourself or would you ever do it yourself?
Honestly, I probably will try and get into it. I didn't do it as a kid, but that's just because I was a bit shy and I was even terrified of a ball coming near me.
Do you wish you had, though? Do you wish you had, as you look back?
Yeah, like, I wish I had. Like, if I had to do it today, I probably would go out and give it a try and see what's like.
Okay, so if it helps the child in terms of their confidence, their abilities, you think there's no downside to this?
No, I don't see a problem with it at all.
I would say brain injuries is a fairly big downside, is it not?
A child isn't going to get brain injuries.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you seen the protective gear they wear?
I suppose they take it out into the street then and start boxing each other on the street.
One of the things they learn is not to do that.
Ah, okay.
Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Lauren.
I'm here. Jeremy, my son plays rugby. It's a rugby school and it was compulsory in first and second year. And I had to do the same. My son absolutely, like, he just wasn't into anything like that. And I had to do the same. I had to tell the school, look, in first year, he kind of dragged himself along. Like, but then in second year, I said, look, he can't. And they were okay. Well, I think they were okay because he wasn't a good player, but he wasn't into anything like that. But he actually, in fourth year, he's in TY now and he took it back up. He's just trying to, you know, broaden his horizons. So he took it back up in... I play rugby myself, and I have to say, even in a women's league, we're in an over 18s league, and it's it can be a bit brutal, I have to say. You know what I mean? It's mothers, and yeah, so that's another brutal thing. But I actually love rugby, and my son is starting to love it as well. But yeah, no, it can be very. It can be a bit brutal, all right,
Lauren, thanks very much indeed.
And this isn't anything to do with helicopter parenting, but
I was about to say, your son can't do boxing, he can't play rugby,
but he can shoot people on the Xbox,
yeah,
and drive cars.
I don't get that.
The thing is, we're now more aware than ever before of the dangers that some sports have. You look at the big controversy in America over the last 20 years about American football, and you have these retired American footballers who are suffering severe traumas from the sport that they gave up 20 years ago. And it's all down to concussion. It's all down to the injuries that they sustain. You know, boxing... You cannot say that you're going to walk away from boxing completely unscathed.
As a 9-year-old, you can. That's the point. A child can pack it in when they want to pack it in. But at 9, they're not involved in competitions.
Okay, well then how does everybody feel? How do you feel if you've young children? How do you feel about young children heading the ball? That's something that's come up in the last 10 years. And again, medical professionals, you know, not Karens on Facebook, medical professionals have come out and said that children should not be heading the ball. In fact, in a park, this is a discussion for another day, in a park last summer, I had my young fella Luke out and I was teaching them headers and I was throwing the ball and he was heading it and a woman came along and said I shouldn't be doing that, told me to stop throwing the ball at my son's head.
But you did it.
Yeah, but it was a light ball. The point is, we know a lot more now. We know that concussion is a real thing. And this is all about just protecting your children without being a helicopter parent.
Nah, it's a bit wrapping them in cotton wool, to be quite honest with you. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, or even if you didn't, please hit subscribe or follow or click the little bell icon and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.